with just 3 minutes of the nine added on to play. It's Bournemouth 1, Manchester United 1. Rasmus Højlund, the man leading the celebrations.
And Manchester United are at a massive, massive crossroads, if you like, I think, in the club's history.
I think whatever happens in the first leg, unless you're looking at a handsome United win, they're still going to find it difficult in the second leg because Athletic are so good.
It is going to be an amazing night of football. Man United travelling to Athletic Bilbao live on TalkSport. Bilbao were runners-up in the Europa League in 2012 and go into the match as heavy favourites. And I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Christopher James Evans, journalist and author of Los Leones, the unique story of Athletic Bilbao, who joins us now. He's been on the show before. And since we spoke, you've updated your fantastic history of Athletic Bilbao because of the Copa del Rey. Is that right, Christopher?
That is right. Thanks for having me on the show again, Paul. So the book came out in March 24, and whichever way you look at it, they won the Copa del Rey the following month, so I had to update it straight away. So I think it worked in my favour because we sold out the first copies. But yeah, it's been updated now as well with the Copa del Rey win, but I'm sort of dreading the fact they might win the Europa League now.
I reckon you've got a job for life now, like the old Beano annuals and Dandy annuals. the annual update from Christopher. At the moment, I think they're fourth in La Liga, on course for Champions League football next season, looking very strong in the Europa. How would you rate where they are now, Christopher?
Yeah, I think they're really at a really high point in their history because, with the globalisation of football, it's harder for them to keep at the top with their transfer policy. So they're doing well. They're on course for the Champions League. As you said, they're fourth at the moment. I think they're 5 points ahead of Villarreal. And as you say, they're favourites against Manchester United, which who would have thought that a few years back?
Now, I hadn't fully realised until I read your book that they only recruit players who are either born in the Basque Country or have come through, I think, the academy of a team who apply their trade in the region. I mean, some amazing players have come out of the Basque region, but like, I think Unai Emery, Lopetegui, I think even Mikel Arteta's got Basque roots. Is that right?
That is right, yeah. So they not only produce amazing football players for such a small nation, of 3 million people, they're producing the best managers, as you said. You've got the likes of Arteta and Emery and Areola at Bournemouth managing in the Premier League. So there's obviously something in the water there in the Basque Country.
And how does that rule work in today's football? Are there players talents they'd be crying out for that their policy doesn't enable them to even approach?
What I would say is that with their policy, they seem to be doing fine. They haven't been relegated in their whole history. And they seem to be Lazama, which is the training facility where the youth set up. They seem to be churning out just brilliant players constantly at the moment, and hopefully that continues. But they're definitely doing something right, and I think a lot of clubs could probably learn from it.
No, I think it was back in about 78. I'm trying to do from memory. I think you mentioned in your book that they were given kind of a nationality status, the Basque community. That would have been after Franco's death, I'd imagine. But where does that come from, that policy? Is it because they are a very separate region, almost a separate people within Spain? Or is that too extreme?
Well, it's certainly, Basque people in general feel Basque, not Spanish. But the actual policy comes from, in 1911, they played in the Copa del Coronacion, which is the Copa del Rey. And Real Sociedad, who were the team from San Sebastian and the other Basque team, complained they were fielding ineligible players.
Right.
And so I said the club from that day said, right, well, we're only going to play with players from the Basque Country. And that stuck for over 120 odd years or whatever it is. So it's pretty amazing.
And what is the feeling about the game Thursday night amongst fans? I mean, are they nervous? Are they confident? How do they feel about it? How do you feel about it?
Well, frighteningly, I'm a Manchester United fan as well as an Athletic.
Yeah, I do remember that. So you're going to be you're going to clone yourself, are you, and have a punch up with yourself?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't sit higher on the fence if I tried. I think, I think Athletic Club fans are confident. Whether that's cockiness or not, I don't know. But the way United have played this season, I think Athletic are favourites and rightfully so. But you never know with the likes of if Bruno Fernandes. United are almost a one-man team at the moment. But yeah, the fans, Athletic fans, are really confident, particularly with the game at San Mamés on Thursday.
Now, the Basque region is northern Spain, but it also, I think, moves into France, doesn't it? Well, does that mean there are French supporters of Athletic Bilbao?
Well, yeah, it does move into France, but that is sort of the border near San Sebastian. Wow. So that's the Real Sociedad. So, I mean, I'm sure there are Athletic Club fans in the France region, the Basque Country, but I would say they're mainly in Biscay or Biscay, as we say in English, who are the Athletic fans, yeah.
And I remember you told us before the club was founded back in 1898, but it was also founded by, I think, a British migrant, is that right?
Yeah, so British migrant workers who were going over in the Industrial Revolution, and also Bath students who, you know, came over to England and then came back. They formed the Athletic Club in 1898, yeah, as you said. So originally they did actually play with British players from Scotland, England, Wales, Northern Ireland and Ireland, but that sort of petered out quite quickly.
Do they feel any kinship though with British or English football?
Oh yeah, massively. They're a very Anglophilic club. They've had British managers in the past, William Garbutt and Fred Penton, who's one of the famous managers of Athletic, the most successful manager they've ever had. And also, you know, they've got really strong ties with clubs like Newcastle. When Newcastle played Athletic Club, the fans formed a friendship, really, and as well as Celtic. So they were very pleased when Athletic knocked Rangers out in the last round.
Joining Christopher James Evans, journalist and author of a brilliant book called Lost the Owners, updated since we spoke last, The Unique Story of Athletic Bilbao. And Kane Reeves is with us, my top producer and co-presenter. It says here, Christopher, he's got a question for you as well, I think.
Good morning, mate. I'm just fascinated by their transfer policy because, being a Southampton fan, we are renowned for having one of the greatest academies in world football. But actually...
Are you off your medication again, Kane?
I am slightly. But actually, if we were to only have had players from sort of like, say, the Hampshire region, we'd only really have had Mason Mount, who was born in Portsmouth. This just wouldn't work in England, would it?
Well, Scotland's got a similar sort of vibe, hasn't it, with Rangers and Celtic not, you know, tending to favour players who are either Catholic or Protestant, depending if you're, I mean, Catholic for Celtic and Protestants for Rangers.
Yeah, it's similar. I think the Southampton link is interesting. Mason Mount, I don't want to be reminded of Mason Mount being a Man United fan at the moment, to be honest.
I forgot he even played for you.
Yeah, like I say, is he injured or, you know, anyway. But no, I don't know whether it would work. It's something that would be interesting because, as you say, like the Basque country is only 3 million people. How have they not been relegated in their whole history along with Barcelona and Real Madrid? How are they not just existing in the top tier? They're competing, you know, they won the Copa del Rey last year. They're going for the Champions League. It's fascinating, but it shows you that if you put money into youth and really focus on that element, it can work, which I think a lot of Premier League clubs don't really do.
Yeah, and I suppose really with the Euros victory as well for Spain, we know the Nico Williams played so well in that game, and the Spanish FA must love them as well because you're always guaranteed to be having players, homegrown players, bled through there.
Well, as a Welshman, I love Nico Williams as well for scoring in the Euro final. I would say, yeah, they're producing players all the time, not just Athletic Club, but Real Sociedad as well, the other big Basque club. You know, Oyarzabal is the other one who scored in the final. We got Zubimendi, who's been linked with Arsenal. They're all playing for Spain, even though they're Basque, they get the bigger Spain. Is it, you know, that can be a contentious issue as well. But yeah, the Basques are certainly doing their bit for Spain as well because, you know, they both goal scorers in the Euro final were both Basque.
Now, as well as updating your excellent book, Lost the Owners, The Unique Story of Athletic Bilbao, have you got another book on the way, Christopher?
I've got some ideas in the pipeline. I'm still recovering from it, and my son told me I wasn't allowed to do another book. So make of that what you will. There's another sort of book I've got in the pipeline, which might have a Basque element to it as well, but... we'll wait and see on that front at the moment.
And I was trying to explain in my limited way, without actually bothering to do too much research, about the Basque language, but it's a very distinctive language, I think you said before to us.
Yeah, so Euskera, is how you say it, is it's a fascinating language. It's got no links to any other language in the world. And similar to Welsh, it's sort of coming back. They're trying to push it as well. And trying to get more youngsters to speak it because it's such a unique language. It's fascinating, but it's something that the Basques are proud of, their own language. You know, it's part of their identity and their heritage, and it's something that the clubs, you know, football clubs in the Basque region are starting to push a lot more now as well.
Now, as we can hear from the remaining Welsh lilt in your accent, the fact you've mentioned it, you're not of completely, as far as I'm aware, Bilbao or Basque heritage. What's taking you to this part of the world and giving you the fascination for it finally, Christopher?
Yeah, no, I'm from Newport. I live in a village called Cullion, And part of my sort of interest in the Basque Country comes from, well, being from a small nation, firstly, and being proud of my being from a small nation. But in the village I live in as well, we housed Basque refugees during the Spanish Civil War. And there were 56 children. And the boys formed a football team called Basque Boys AFC.
Brilliant.
And they were, by all accounts, amazing. The local newspaper called them the Basque Wonder Boys. And they went and beat teams all around South Wales. So I became interested in that and wrote a lot of articles on that. And then Athletic Club, that sort of led to that. I was fascinated by it.
I may have said to you before, that story of the Basque Boys, that's a movie waiting to happen, isn't it? That's a fantastic story.
Well, I was trying not to say about my next book, but that's where I'm. That's what I was hinting at, Paul. But I don't want anyone to steal my idea.
Okay,
but,
I won't tell your son. I promise you, I won't mention it to your boy. Listen, Christopher, you've been a great guest once again. Really appreciate your time and your expertise. Remember, Christopher's book is called "It's a Brilliant Read, Folks." Los Leones: The Unique Story of Athletic Bilbao. He may well update it, but I'll get the copy that's available now by Christopher James Evans, our special guest this morning on Talksport and on Talk, where we're live. Remember that game, full commentary and coverage Thursday night, Man United travel to Athletic Bilbao for an amazing Europa clash.